Okay, in last video we talked about how food is digested initially in your mouth with mechanical and chemical digestion. We had a couple of salivary enzymes in there. We go down the pharynx into the esophagus, which goes into your stomach, and then that kind of begins the whole process of kind of protein digestion. And we said that when the food slowly leaves the pyloric sphincter, we go into the duodenum. So here you're seeing the initial part of the small intestines called your duodenum. You actually have three parts of your small intestine: the duodenum, some people pronounce it the duodenum, I say duodenum, and then the jejunum and the ileum. So on this little model, you can see the duodenum here. It's about 10 to 12 inches long compared to the jejunum, which is kind of cut here. The jejunum and the ileum are going to be about 8-9 feet long apiece. So you technically have about 20, 21 feet of small intestines. So when food comes through that pyloric sphincter from the stomach, okay, this model has the stomach right here, and we get into the duodenum. Remember, this is a partially mixed up bit of food particles. We called it chyme from the stomach. There's two hormones that will get released out of the duodenum. Okay, one of them is called cholecystokinin, and the other one is called secretin. Cholecyst means gallbladder. Okay, so cholecystokinin is going to go to the gallbladder right here, and it's going to cause the release of bile. Technically, bile is made in your liver, but it is stored and concentrated in your gallbladder. So cholecystokinin, once food gets here, will basically stimulate the gallbladder to release bile. It's going to come through the cystic duct here, and that cystic duct merges with the common hepatic duct from the liver and becomes the common bile duct. And that common bile duct will open into the duodenum along with the pancreatic duct right here into a little opening called the ampulla vader. And that ampulla vader is controlled by a little sphincter called the sphincter of Oddi. Okay, and so that bile will come down here. You always want to remember that bile does not digest fats. It emulsifies fats, which in simple terms means that it makes fats more easily digested. Okay, technically the enzymes come from the pancreas. So again, go back to cholecystokinin. In addition to releasing bile from the gallbladder, cholecystokinin is going to come to the pancreas, where the exocrine function of the pancreas was to produce those digestive enzymes. We're going to get pancreatic lipase for the lipids, pancreatic amylase for the carbs, and then a variety of different proteases like trypsin and chymotrypsin that will come down the pancreatic duct and go and open up with that common bile duct into the duodenum. So cholecystokinin gives the bile and the pancreatic enzymes, and all that's going to kind of get mixed up in the duodenum here, where we're going to begin this process of digestion. The other hormone that will get secreted from the duodenum is called secretin. Secretin will go to the pancreas, causing it to release bicarbonate. If you didn't learn this, bicarbonate's a buffer. It kind of makes your pH become more neutral if you're getting acidic. And remember, from the stomach, we're getting that chyme, which is kind of very acidic from all the stomach acid. So that bicarbonate helps protect the duodenum so it doesn't get acid erosion, because you can get things like duodenal ulcers. And then once that digestion process kind of takes place with all that bile and enzymes from the pancreas, the food's going to continue. Then we're going to go into the jejunum, and then simply put, in the jejunum and the ileum, I don't really have a great model for it. In the jejunum and ileum, there's something called the brush border. It's these little finger-like projections called microvilli and villi. And what these little finger-like projections are, they call it a brush border. You have various different enzymes in there, and this is where your polypeptides, so your proteins, will get broken down further into the amino acid form, and then your carbohydrates, which are basically oligo and disaccharides at this point, will get broken down via disaccharidases like sucrase and maltase and lactase into their monosaccharide form of glucose, fructose, and galactose. And that will all be absorbed from the brush border into your cardiovascular system, into that giant series of veins called the hepatic portal system of veins. And all that nutrient-rich blood is going to get taken from your intestines, ultimately to the hepatic portal vein, which goes to your liver. Okay, and that's where we're going to stop there in regards to digestion and absorption.